Thank you very much, Mr. Reithofer. I'd also like to welcome the chairman of the Works Council, Manfred Schoch. Welcome. Next item on our agenda now is the presentation of our CFO, Mr. Eichiner.
Ladies and gentlemen, I too wish to welcome you to the BMW Group's press conference on the results of our business last year. I'd like to begin with two important statements. First, a decline in retail and unusually high charges characterized 2008 for the BMW Group and the entire industry. We accrued additional substantial risk provisions. We've recognized substantial one-off expenditure for a voluntary reduction of our workforce. The second point is that the focus in management was on cutting costs, adjusting production, reducing inventories and stocks, and also taking care of our liquidity requirements in a clear-cut and very decisive manner. In this way, we prepared the company with foresight for the challenging business environment this year. We've worked hard on our cost structures and we've improved our efficiency even further. This takes me on to our group earnings in 2008. Group revenues totaled nearly €53.2 billion in 08, representing a decrease by 5% compared to the previous year. Net of currency effects, group revenues would have dropped by only 0.8%. Despite the high one-off expenditure caused by the financial crisis, we achieved a group EBIT of €921 million, corresponding to an EBIT margin of 1.7%. We also show a clearly positive profit before tax of €351 million, which was nevertheless down 91% year on year. This was caused by the decline in retail on the one hand and the unusually high charges and expenditure mentioned already, which amounted to more than €2.4 billion. Now let me review these one-off costs, which had the largest impact on our earnings. First of all, we had additional risk provisions for our financial services business, for the leasing and credit business. This was more than €1.97 billion that was additionally shown for residual value and credit default risks, and I'll come back to this in a minute. Then we spent some €455 million on personnel, on workforce measures as part of our severance program. We expect this to result in €500 million in savings when we're moving forward into 2009. The group's operating activities, ladies and gentlemen, were very successful at their core, as we see from the following adjustments showing the company's operating strength. First, without the additional costs already mentioned, group EBIT would have totaled €3.3 billion. On this basis, the EBIT margin would have been 6.3%. This proves that the company fared well and demonstrated its operating strength in a very challenging business environment last year. Initiatives from Strategy No. 1 made a major contribution in this context, enabling us to optimize costs even further. By taking action early on, we improved the company's performance once again. This takes me on to the individual items in our profit and loss statement. First of all, our cost of sales in 2008 were slightly up year on year. that is by 1.1% to €44.3 billion. The costs, the expenditure mentioned earlier, that is risk provisions, the decline in retail and the effect of currencies and raw material prices, had the biggest impact on our gross profits. The cost of sales amounted to more than €4 billion and was down 5.5% year on year. The ratio of sales costs to reserves, to revenues rather, was unchanged. This development benefited from our comprehensive reorganization and optimization activities. Our administrative expenditure was up 36% owing to the unusual expenditure on our workforce on severance programs. Net of these severance payments, the BMW Group would have improved in this area as well. But this proves that the action taken to streamline administration is already showing the desired results. Research development costs, according to IFRS, amounted to €2.8 billion, €95 million lower year on year. The ratio of R&D costs to revenues, according to IFRS, was 5.3%. This puts us in the R&D ratio range of 5 to 5.5%, which we aim to achieve by 2012. The capitalization ratio, finally, was 42.7%. We've continued to invest in future technologies and efficient drive systems, and at the same time, in this process, we benefited from significant improvements in efficiency in our research and development. We wish to maintain our lead in technology, especially as regards efficient and alternative drive technologies, lightweight construction, and active safety systems. This gives us a clear advantage over the competition, these technologies, and therefore in future, we will also use more synergies and make significant improvements in enhancing our efficiency. As of the interim report on the first quarter of 2009, we will change the structure of our profit and loss statement. This change relates to the separate disclosure of our R&D expenditure. Since we adopted IFRS in 2001, you've seen such expenditure as a separate item in our income statements and in the financial statements. We have, however, been asked by the German Financial Reporting Enforcement Panel to disclose research development expenditure under sales costs in future, and we've decided to comply with this request as of fiscal 2009. In addition, we'll make sure that R&D expenditure is transparent to you in future, also through relevant comments made in the notes. At minus €570 million, our financial result was much lower than in the previous year. This is due to the other financial results. The decline we see here results largely from the negative effects of the measurement of standalone interest derivatives resulting from the change in our interest structure. In the previous year, the conversion of the Rolls-Royce exchangeable bond had a positive effect on the financial results, amounting to €97 million. The €351 million in profits before tax were taxed at a rate of €21 million compared to €739 million in tax in the previous year. The effective tax rate in 2008 was therefore 6% compared to 19% in 2007. Following the deduction of taxes, we have a net profit of €330 million with a return on sales after tax being 0.6%. Net profit serves here to calculate the earnings per share of our common stock, which amounted to €0.49, and the profit per share of preferred stock was 51%. The BMW Group is maintaining its stakeholder-oriented approach and considers shareholder interests accordingly, despite the difficult environment. The Board of Management and the Supervisory Board therefore propose a dividend of €0.30 per share of common stock and 32 euro cents per share of preferred stock to the annual general meeting, with the overall dividend payment amounting to 197 million euros. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me briefly address the fourth quarter 2008. Group wide, we earned 12.8 billion euros in revenues within the group in the fourth quarter. Revenues were 2.8 billion euros lower year on year due to the decline in retail. Automobile production was reduced by 96,000 units compared to the previous year. We were, however, foresighted enough to avoid stockpiling. We have not built up our inventories. In the fourth quarter, we therefore suffered from unusually strong burdens, the extent of which was impossible to predict in advance. We spent an additional 800 million euros for residual value risks alone in the fourth quarter, plus 131 million euros in expenses for credit default risks. The one-off workforce expenditure totaled 197 million euros. These costs alone resulted in a negative group EBIT of 718 million euros in the fourth quarter. Again, net of these substantial one-off effects, group EBIT would have clearly been in the black in the fourth quarter at plus 410 million euros. We are convinced that the fourth quarter was significantly affected by the turmoil in the international money markets. As regards the amount of these additional costs and expenditure, we do not see this as the beginning of a trend in the coming months, but rather as a one-off effect. And so what countermeasures have we taken to cushion these negative effects? Well, in 2008, we reduced fixed costs compared with the previous year. This is reflected in the sales costs and administrative costs adjusted to exclude our one-off expenditure. We've also saved significantly on our material costs. We've optimized our value-added chain on a lasting basis in terms of costs, quality and innovations, and we've achieved substantial improvements in productivity in our own in-house manufacturing. In addition, we'll benefit even more in future from the use of component kits and increased component sharing between our model series. However, we've worked not only on our cost structures in preparing for the difficult environment, but have rather strengthened our robust financial position even further. Despite the turmoil in the capital markets, we've succeeded in strengthening our liquidity and expanding it proactively for 2009. As of the 31st of December 2008, the group showed 8.1 billion euros, 8.1 billion in cash and cash equivalents, and I'll come back to this point in a minute. Before moving on to the performance of the individual segments, I would now like to inform you of the change in segment reporting. First, of course, we wish to make our reporting as transparent as possible to our shareholders, to partners in the money market, and to the public as a whole. And therefore, we've applied IFRS 8, the mandatory segment reporting standard, from fiscal 2009 onwards, that is, also for our 2008 statements. We've exceeded the transparency requirements, therefore, and from now on, we will prepare separate balance sheets, income statements, and cash flow statements for our segments. Naturally, this has no effect on our earnings. This means, as you can see here, that we provide disclosure for all major key figures in each segment, the reported segment results then providing the basis for the BMW Group's segment-specific key performance indicators. Here you see an overview of the new way in which we present our segments. From now on, we will disclose a full balance sheet, an income statement, that is the P&L statement, and the cash flow statement for our automobiles and financial services segments. Consolidations are now shown separately from the BMW Group's other entities. The other entities segment includes all of the companies that cannot be clearly assigned to one of the core business areas. In the BMW Group, these are primarily the holding and the group's financing companies. The reconciliation of the group figure column shows the consolidations as well as the amounts that cannot be assigned to any of the individual segments. Company assignments to the segments differ from the old company assignments to the subgroups, to the operations within the company, and this makes everything clearer and easier to understand. Now let me comment on the financials of our individual segments, the financial factors and indicators. First, the automobiles business. In this segment, we show revenues of 48.8 billion euros, down 9.4% from the high level achieved in the previous year. At 690 million euros, EBIT was 2.76 billion euros down year on year. ROCE in the automobiles segment was 4.9% compared with 24.7% a year before. Net of the one-off costs I mentioned before, ROCE would have amounted to 14.6%, 14.6. The significant decline in earnings reflects the substantial burdens experienced in the last financial year. This slide shows you some of the causes, the reasons, for this sharp decline in earnings. First, the decline in retail, as well as mix and price-related effects, reduced earnings by 1.45 million euros. Then, the additional risk provision for residual values decreased our earnings by 911 million euros. The additional currency charge, the currency expenditure of 387 million euros, foreshadowed over the course of the year, primarily comes from the US dollar and the British pound, the pound sterling. The severance payments that I've also mentioned had a negative effect of 452 million euros on the automobile segment, depreciations and amortization showing a further adverse effect on earnings of 16 million euros, and the increase of raw materials, raw material prices, had an impact of 196 million euros on earnings, reducing earnings by that amount. Conversely, efficiency enhancements had a positive effect of 801 million euros. So what I said regarding the group as a whole also applies to the automobiles segment. Our overall operating performance has improved. We've succeeded in becoming even more efficient and reducing fixed costs even more. We've improved efficiency, therefore, in all by 450 million euros compared with 2007. In 2008, therefore, our productivity is up 7 to 8%, even though we manufactured far fewer units than originally planned. Therefore, this rise should be viewed and seen even more positively. At a very early point in time, we also stepped up our efforts to manage working capital more efficiently. Our proactive and foresighted management activities allowed us to decrease production, optimize the management of receivables, and reduce inventories in good time. As a result, our net current assets were down by nearly 1.2 billion euros. In the light of the significant decline in retail, the automobile segment showed a moderate level of free cash flow of minus 81 million euros as of the 31st of December, and free cash flow was only marginally negative in the fourth quarter too. In all, this development is proof of our sound financial management, where we are better positioned than many of our competitors. With our net financial assets of 9 billion euros in the automobile segment, we have a strong position from which we are able to tackle the challenges facing us in 2009. Due to the introduction of new segment reports from the 2008 annual financial statements onwards, we now report net financial assets for the automobile segment and no longer for the industrial operations subgroup as a whole. The method for calculating net financial assets has been adjusted to the practices common in the automobile market. Now, only internal receivables and liabilities from financing activities are netted against one another. The positive development in 2008 was driven by the higher level of cash and cash equivalents and the rise in internal net financial receivables within the automobile segment. Net financial receivables in the automobile segment from the other entities segment were up some 4.5 billion euros to 8.2 billion euros. This was primarily due to the reassignment of subsidiaries as part of internal structuring. The internal loan to the financial services business amounts to 3.5 billion euros, which means that after 9 months, we're at virtually the same level as in the previous year. Financial liabilities also grew year on year, increasing to approximately 4.8 billion euros. This increase results from loans taken up in the money market by companies that belong to the automobile segment. In 2008, our net financial assets therefore totaled 9 billion euros. Given the difficult business environment, our financial management focused particularly on maintaining a high level of liquidity and widely diversified financing operations. Furthermore, we strengthened our cash and cash equivalents substantially in 2008, giving us greater liquidity with international investors and through the expansion of our customer deposit business. And this takes beyond now to the financial services segment. Here we concluded not quite 1.2 million new contracts in the earlier report with end customers. That is 10.3% more than in the previous year. Contracts on hand with end customers and dealers were therefore up by 15.2% to a total of 3.03 million contracts. The business volume based on the balance sheet amounts shown in the balance sheet rose 12.3% to 57.6 billion euros. We have successfully steered growth towards more credit financing through our proactive management in this area, the leasing penetration rate remaining essentially flat. In total, the penetration rate was 48.5% in the year under review. The financial services segment recorded a negative profit before tax of 292 million euros. The main reason for the decline in earnings was the negative impact of the additional cost provision amounting to 1,057 million euros. 1.057 billion euros. The rise in refinancing costs also played a role here, with credit risks amounting to a negative impact of 363 million euros. The risk provision for the leasing portfolio for the residual value losses was the single largest item, where expenditure for the entire volume of leases totaled 694 million euros. Contractual risks were to be found primarily in the USA, in the UK, Germany, and Canada. In the fourth quarter alone, we accrued an additional risk provision of 580 million euros. And we did so, of course, to take developments in the markets into account. Without these additional expenditures, our EBT for 2008 in this segment would have amounted to 768 million euros. That is 3.4% more than in the previous year. And our return on equity would have been 19.1%. From our current perspective, ladies and gentlemen, we have sufficiently considered the foreseeable exposure of all our contracts to residual value risks with the risk provisions we have built up in both segments. We have also observed a slight improvement of the US car market, the used car market in the United States, in January and February, where the average residual values per vehicle the loss rather, of vehicle values has declined slightly, meaning that the situation has become slightly better. This is in line with our forecasts, and we believe that the situation in this market should stabilize and eventually improve over the medium term. We are, of course, aware of the volatility in this area of business, which is why in 2009 we cannot categorically exclude further residual value risks, which depends at the end of the day on the development of the markets. Last year, we actively reduced the number of lease agreements in the United States in favor of more credit financing. This will result in a significant decline in lease returns in 2011 compared with 2008. In these new lease contracts, we've also significantly reduced our residual values as a precautionary measure, reducing the risk, therefore, for new contracts. And in the last few months, we've taken a series of measures in the U.S. market in order to bolster and increase our residual values. First, we've adjusted our monthly lease installments in order to take the residual value trend and the rise in refinancing costs into account. Then, we've refined our used car strategy for the U.S. market. Its measures support the marketing of return vehicles. Our successful CPO program is one of these elements, with CPO standing for Certified Pre-Owned. These pre-owned cars come with extended warranties in the market after they've gone through an extensive maintenance procedure. Last year, we delivered more than 104,000 CPO cars in the USA, 14% more than in 2007, and we currently see great demand for our CPO vehicles. This enabled us to reduce inventories in the USA and the number of our vehicles in stock at dealerships by a substantial margin. BMW and Mini currently rank among the top five brands with the lowest number of days in inventory in the USA. They sell most quickly, in the words of Autodata, their studies. We've also succeeded in reducing the risk of credit losses even further by making our credit award processes even stricter. Our rigorous credit worthiness checks ensure that we are only exposed to manageable risks when entering into new credit agreements. The credit loss ratio, therefore, rose to just 0.59% in the earlier report compared with 0.46% in the year before. However, we cannot rule out a further increase in credit defaults due to the global economic situation. Despite these effects, ladies and gentlemen, the area of financial services is attractive to the BMW Group, both now and in the future. Leasing gives us the opportunity to put a well-to-excellently equipped cars into the hands of a customer every 3 years. In contrast, vehicles purchased with cash by the customer are usually kept by the first owner for an average of over 5 years. On average, extras ordered for purchased cars are 40% lower than those ordered for leased cars, and loyalty rates for leased cars are encouragingly high at over 75%. In all, therefore, the environment in the leasing market has changed because a number of competitors have abandoned this business. Leasing is and will remain a good tool for the BMW Group to ensure customer loyalty over the medium term. Despite the higher cost of refinancing and additional risk provisions, the financial services segment is profitable in organic terms and is an important element of our group strategy. However, the dependence on money and capital markets becomes particularly evident right now in the light of the world financial market crisis. The BMW Group has succeeded since last September in refinancing itself without problems, but at much higher costs. In fact, in the light of the more favorable basic interest rates resulting from the interest rate cuts implemented by the central banks, we expect the rise in refinancing costs to remain within limits. As already mentioned, we've diversified our refinancing tools, which includes the customer deposit business in Germany and the USA, as well as the issue issue of benchmark bonds, private placements, commercial papers, ABS, his asset-backed securities, and bank loans. These financial tools and our numerous contacts with investors will enable us to secure ongoing refinancing in future as well. Financial services now account for about 2/3 of our total assets. Due to the further development, the further significance of this segment for the BMW Group, we are considering possibilities of enhancing the structure, of developing the structure of the financial services business even further, in this way optimizing refinancing agreements and improving the management of risks in line with the change with a different world we now live in. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you some information on the motorcycle segment. In a difficult market, BMW Motorrad was almost able to fully reach the previous year's total figure and generated 1.23 billion euros in revenues, again with sales almost at the same level as in 2007. Regardless of the underlying conditions, the segment expanded its product portfolio and has launched several new models. The EBIT reported by BMW Motorrad amounted to 60 million euros due to difficult economic conditions, which was down 25% year on year, and ROCE was 13.9%. Now, what do we expect in 2009, ladies and gentlemen, and how will we react to the challenges facing us? Well, this year we expect the market to shrink by 10 to 20% compared with 2007. We've initiated appropriate action to minimize the negative effects this will have on earnings, and we will maintain this course with resolve. On all levels, processes to prioritize costs have been successfully introduced, as I said, on all levels, and cost control will be a top priority also in the next few months. We are consistently continuing the efficiency enhancement measures introduced by strategy number one. We expect our cooperation with Daimler AG to result in cost advantages in future as well. Here we will see economies of scale when purchasing parts that we've jointly developed. We are regularly holding talks with Daimler AG on pooling our purchasing volumes, and indeed both parties have now identified a double-digit number of suitable components where we can conduct our purchasing activities together. None of these components differentiate between the brands, none of them are relevant to the customer from his personal perspective. Both companies, as well as our suppliers, will benefit from this significantly in the foreseeable future. We're also making a huge effort to further optimize the use of our capital. We've identified the potential to reduce capital expenditure in 2009 to less than 4 billion euros compared with 2008. In the light of the large number of vehicle projects in the pipeline, this is indeed an ambitious goal which we will achieve through efficiency improvements and optimization. Nevertheless, we will continue to invest in our future. Thanks to our strategy number one, we're looking into the future with confidence. We are certain that we have the right strategy and the best products, also and especially in the current difficult global environment. This forces us, of course, to make significant cuts. Cost management is our top priority today and in the months to come. Our employees, however, within the company, realize how necessary this is, and therefore we will continue to chart our existing course for cost reduction and efficiency, greater efficiency on this basis. We'll continue along these lines. We are also continuing to actively manage net current assets, that is our working capital, and free cash flow, with safeguarding and increasing our liquidity being extremely important. In this process, we're setting the stage for giving the BMW Group the best possible position in this financial year and beyond. The Board of Management and the BMW Group and all its employees will fight for every vehicle, for every BMW, Mini and Rolls-Royce sold, for every cent saved, saved and for every cent earned. If the economic situation should worsen even further, we will, of course, have to reassess the situation and work on the basis of a new scenario if necessary. We see the current situation, ladies and gentlemen, as an opportunity, as a physical fitness program for our company. We will use this year, therefore, to align the BMW Group perfectly for the challenges we face today and prepare for the future opportunities, the growth opportunities we see tomorrow. We continue to invest in our future-oriented areas since they are the key to the future, to our future success. With our strategy number one, we're going the right way, also in the light of the challenges in 2009. Thank you very much for your attention.